Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. This is the fifth episode in the series, so if you want to hear the beginning of the story, you should go back to episode 76, On the Train. I woke up in the small concrete building and saw Shelby sitting beside me. But let me go back a second. Before I woke up, I was dreaming about birds. The birds were red and blue, and the sky was blue too. It was like a cartoon on TV. The two birds were singing to each other. One was in one tree, and the other was in another tree. It was really fantastic and so, so vivid. And then I woke up, and there was a bird singing right above me. It was so loud, and there were other birds singing to it farther away. It was really amazing. I know I must have only slept 2 or 3 hours, but I felt completely restored. I had so much energy and felt so happy. I had completely forgotten that I hadn't eaten at all the day before. And then I saw Shelby beside me, asleep. Oh, thank you. I couldn't find her when I'd gone to sleep the night before. It was so dark then and so bright now. I was so scared then, but not now. I wasn't scared at all. I felt great. I stood up, stretched my arms. I saw Shelby. She wagged her tail a bit, lifted up her head and yawned, and we both took off walking, without a word, not knowing where we were going. I felt very confident about finding something to eat in the woods. It just felt like the world was ready to give me what I needed to survive. I smelled the air for any delicious scents. I looked around me for anything that looked like food. I loved not knowing at all where I was. I felt so free. As much as I love my neighbors and family and coworkers, I just loved the idea of not being recognized by anyone around. I thought I must be somewhere about, 50 miles out of Haytown, which is about 80 kilometers. 50 miles, 80 kilometers. I thought I was far outside of my hometown. So, you can imagine my surprise when I heard a cat's meow that sounded just like my cat, Pink's meow. Of course, I knew that it could not possibly be Pink. It would be absolutely crazy to see her this far away from home. I kept hearing the meowing, though, and it got louder and louder until Pink showed up. "You've got to be kidding me," I said. "How did my little cat get all the way out here? Could she have followed my scent, my smell?" And then, as I was having these thoughts, something else very surprising happened. I saw my house. The back of my house. "You gotta be kidding me," I said again. What had happened? I thought I was very far from home, but I wasn't at all. To be honest, I was a little disappointed to be back, but very happy to see Pink, of course, though I was a little surprised that Shelby didn't seem so excited to see Pink. Anyway, animals are funny. Well, that's all for this time, folks. I'll see you again at the next episode of Boxcar English, where there's always room for you.